Were you calling my name? Sorry, I was just... Wrong? No, no, everything's fine. Okay, coming home and finding your girlfriend shut in her office with her head in her hands probably isn't the best sign. There are some changes with the project at work. I'm still processing it all. But seriously, it's not a big... Wait, why are you fancy? Yeah, you are. Fancy for you, anyway. I haven't seen you with a colored shirt on and product in your hair since... Fuck, it's Friday. Date night. Shit, 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 shit! No, no, I didn't forget. I didn't remember? Fuck, I'm so sorry. No, I'm sorry, but I can't. Rain check? Look, I know I've rain checked a few times now. It's not that I don't want to. And I know it's your week. Even a night in would be a bit much right now. Order food if you're hungry, but I'm wrecked. I would be the worst date. I'm just gonna catch up on some work and go to bed early, okay? I really, really am sorry. I'll make it up to you. I promise. Next week can be your week, too, and you can even call privilege when we're not at home. Not at work, but anywhere else, and your wish is my command. We've never done that before. And you'll have lots of chances to take advantage. No more late nights or weekends for me. Anyway, what do you say? Sound fun? No, no more overtime. I told you, it's not a big deal. The project is fine, it's just... not mine anymore. I guess the board of directors wanted a project lead with more experience on it. Never mind that we were on schedule and under budget, but, you know, whatever. I didn't bring it up because I didn't want to talk about it. You wouldn't get it anyway. What? You wouldn't. It's not a criticism. It's just a fact. Talking about it isn't going to fix anything, and I'm not in the mood to be patronized. Seriously, it'll be better for everyone if you just go do something and leave me to it, okay? We can reconvene tomorrow and figure the weekend out. Explain it to you? Jesus Christ, explain it to you. Okay, for the first time, I actually got to make something. Not just paint by the numbers for someone else. And I was fucking good at it. And then my dumb buttfuck of a boss calls me into his office and tells me about what a complex project this is and how it wasn't reasonable to expect me to shoulder so much responsibility alone with so little experience. Like, he's doing me a favor. And you know what I said? That makes sense. And now I get to go in every day and look at his gormless face and act like everything is normal while I watch him fuck it up. God, did you listen to a word? No, I'm not gonna be asked to move to a different project. I don't want to be moved to a different project. And save the pep talk, please. We aren't going to get through this. I am. So just stop trying to help me because you can't. The only thing you can do is go the fuck away because I can't balance helping you pretend to be useful and getting my shit in order. Shit. Shit, you didn't deserve that. You're trying to help, and I can't deal with this right now. We'll figure this out tomorrow, I promise. But really, this is the last thing I need to do right now. So if you could just... What? No. No, you're not calling privilege right now. I don't care if it's your week. You're just not. Take it back. I'm not pulling the ripcord. Just take it back. This is fucking bullshit. We agreed. We agreed that we wouldn't use calling privilege to punish each other. It's fucked up and you know it. Oh, so you're not trying to punish me. That's not what this is, right? I know the rules. All right. Fine. If that's what you want me to do, shower, put on my pajamas, and wait for you at the foot of your bed, fine. Fine. Here I am. Just like you asked. Look, we both agreed the rules. You're allowed to do this. It's your week. You called privilege. Whatever you want from me, however you want me, it's yours. I won't back out. But this is gonna be awful for both of us. You know that, right? Just take it back and we can... You're not even gonna undress me before you get on top of me. You can't make me kiss me...
You bit my lip, asshole. Okay. Happy? I am, but it's not that easy with your hands down my pants. No, but I need something to hold on to you with. I know you didn't say I could put my arms around your neck, but God damn it, fine. I'm trying to kiss you, but it's not fucking fair with you. Grinding the heel of your bum into it like that. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. There. Is that what you wanted? You can make me come. Congratulations. Can you leave me alone now or... Well, hey! I can undress myself. Where the fuck are you going? You can't just strip me naked and then... Okay. I'm staying on the bed. But we could get this over with faster if you let me help you undress. Took you long enough. And you, forgot your underwear. What, is that the game? That I have to pull you out to... What? Admit that what I need is a good fucking? Sure. Okay. Just get my fingers under the waistband and... I wasn't pinned down under you! You need my arms above my head, too. Just tell me. Tell me what you want me to do and... Fuck! Do you have to bite so hard? There's gonna be a bruise on my chest. You really think this is gonna make me beg? If you wanna fuck me, then just do it, but I'm not gonna... What? No, I'm not grinding against you, I'm not... It's your fucking fault. Oh, look how hard you are pressing your underwear against me. How many times are you gonna circle my nipple? I'm not trying to arch my back, but your lips and your tongue. Oh, fuck. The way you're tucking it with your teeth. Harder. Please, harder. Please bite it if you have to. What the fuck? What are you. It feels like. It feels fuck. Fuck. I'm did I just come? I didn't even know I could do it like that. I don't think I'm gonna be wearing a bra this weekend. So, could I, have my hands back? Come on, you know why? Let me give you what you want. Since when has this been about what I want? What are you getting off for? You haven't even... Fuck. Fuck, fine. I don't want you to leave me alone, okay? God damn it. I want to pull your boxers down and see you. Hot and hard and ready. I said it. Do you want me to beg? I don't want to, but if that's what you need me to do... rules. Okay. I'll only pull you out. I won't hold it, and I won't stroke you. And grab the headboard with both my hands as soon as you're out, and not let go until you say I can. Right, no holding. Hands on the headboard. What? Plant my feet. Okay, what? If you keep going like that, up to the hilt every time. Fuck. I'm gonna have bruises down there too. Is that what you want? To make me sore and swollen until I age until I come? until I beg you to give me a break. I will. I will if that's what it takes me to keep going. That's why you dig your fingers into my hair and pull, forcing me to look up at you so you can brush your lips under my jaw and graze your teeth along my throat. I don't know if you're the sweetest man I've ever known or the meanest. And you're holding me so tight. Every time you fuck, you bound into me. And it makes me clench so hard it hurts when you pull out. I want to look in the mirror tomorrow and see everything that happened. I want to see where you dug your fingers into my hip so hard. I just want to get a little deeper. Just to show me that. Sorry about that. I'm not tired. Promise. What? No, I told you. I'm not tired. You can't just talk me in and go. I'll just look at you. How am I supposed to fall asleep after seeing you like this? You didn't even get to... What's that supposed to mean? You'll take care of it later? No. No, absolutely not. You're not sneaking into the bathroom after I'm asleep to jerk off. Tell me I can touch you, babe. Please? Tell me I can touch you. All right. Just let me get the lube out of the nightstand. To slick you up with, of course. And me too. Please? With everything, I haven't had you like that in such a long time, and had you back there. Come here, please. I want you to. No, I'm not too tense. After all that, I don't think I'll be able to be tense, at least until Monday. Better than yoga. Let me lube you up. When I roll over, I'll need you to massage some lube in for me. You'll be able to feel me then. And if I feel too tense for you, then we won't do it, okay? Thanks. Now just let me roll onto my stomach. Huh? A pillow under my hips? Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Actually, there. Yeah. I'm ready. Circles. Just like that. Do I sound tense to you? Then start pushing your finger in. But you have to tell me the truth. Oh, God. I miss you. No, not this. I mean, I've missed this. But I actually meant you. You. So, what's the prognosis? Am I ready for all of you? Of course, I'll tell you if it hurts, but it won't. I can feel the tip of you pressing against it, your hand rubbing down my back. Let me just take a deep breath. Yes, push deeper. Oh, fuck. No, it doesn't hurt. I've never felt... God, I've never felt so full of you. And the way you're running your hands over me, over my back, my ribs, my stomach. It's like your finger strings sink into my bones. A little harder, please. Make me feel it. Do you know what you do to me? Your hand sliding down my stomach. Where's it going? Wait, wait, wait. If you rub my clit too, it won't last. I don't want to come. I mean, of course I want to, but not until you're ready to. Not until we do it together, okay? You have no idea how bad I want it for you to thrust and thrust until you can't hold back anymore, until you just pour into me. Oh, those wandering fingers. Oh, you better be sore. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Just give it to me. Give it to me, everything, all of it now. Yes, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. Fuck me. I can still feel you spasming inside me. Yeah, you can pull out real slow. Roll over? Sure. Wait, where are those lips going? I wasn't done with them. They felt nice on my chest, so. No, I'm not gonna fall asleep. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take a shower with you. And then I'm gonna lean against you on the couch while you order food for us and watch. I don't know. What do you wanna watch? Good choice. Yeah, I'll probably fall asleep before the second act, but if it's between falling asleep in here by myself or out on the couch with my head in your lap, I think I know which one I want. I need a lot of things. Being left alone isn't one of them.